The first of the 90 days allowed for this year's legislative session passed quietly, mostly with ceremony and formalities that have to be dealt with. Presiding officers read new legislation into the record and made committee reassignments as members prepared for a reception this evening at the governor's house. Lawmakers had their first look at their own staff's analysis of the budget that Governor Parnell proposed last month. The 168-page report points to $10 billion in readily available cash held in reserve right now, and it highlights expected revenue surpluses for this current year and next year. However, the report also points to concerns about the long-term future, particularly declines in oil production, volatile prices, and uncertainty of the development of a gas line. The bottom line is the often stated fear that current budget expenditures may not be sustainable. House Speaker Mike Chenault said this morning that he expects a serious effort to control spending.
We're probably the envy of most other states in the nation, but we also know that if oil was to drop to $40 a barrel, it wouldn't take but probably a year or two before we would be in the position where we had no money in the account again, and you know, we might be looking at taxes or some other form of revenue to keep the government going. So there is concern there, and so the dollars that we save, whether they be in capital or whether they be in operating, certainly those are real dollars, and we need to be accountable for them.
The Senate is working toward the same goal. Finance co-chair Bert Stedman says lawmakers saved money last year, even after oil prices dropped from record highs. Part of that was due to excluding from the budget most capital projects that provide infrastructure for local communities. This year, he says, the capital budget is back, but so is a desire to save.
Two areas that we have, or I have concerns on, is the growth in the operating account, which is different from the capital budget. That's your agency growth. And the reduction in volume down the Trans-Alaska pipeline, which generates our revenue. The capital budget around the state can go extremely high to very, very low on the whim of the legislature. And we'll respond in strong revenue years. We should have strong capital budgets. In weak revenue years, we should have very minuscule capital budgets, because we have to make sure our savings stretch until past 2020. Which I think we're getting very close to being able to do.
Committee meetings will begin tomorrow, and Governor Parnell will present his view of priorities with his State of the State speech to a joint session tomorrow evening.